I get a lot of stuff like this, Ed. Good, bad, obviously fake, and then every now and then something as good as this. It really is pretty good, isn't it?
Well, actually, I've seen many like that, and I'm familiar with this type of enigma because we've looked at it before. It's just that you happen to pick one that's real. It really is associated with an extraterrestrial, I don't want to say race, because when I describe what it's associated with, you have to make your own decision about that term. Maybe a misnomer.
Is it a misnomer? I mean, how close can you come to describing what we're talking about?
Oh, we can come pretty close. So we've sketched what's associated, what lives on that planet.
Oh, fine. Well, let's stop and hear about that. I would very much like to know, physically, to our eyes, to our senses, how would these beings appear?
Okay, but I don't want to leave you with this idea that this is the only... This is the only extraterrestrial race or other intelligence on this planet, because
okay.
The one that the Canadian official, ex-official, is referring to probably is the other type of entity that my team wants to contact. So let's get back to this one here associated with the Bulgarian enigmatic object.
By all means.
They reside on a world very far away. We don't know how far, but we know it's not in the solar system, and it's very far away from our star, the sun. Excuse me. They look something like they're generally about 2.5 to 3.5 feet tall. They have two stages. One is a larval stage, which is intelligent. Think of it as a teenager, and the other is an imago stage, which looks like something between a water beetle, a wasp, and an ant. If you put those ideas together, that's what these things look like.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Now, what I was interested in after David and I actually confirmed it for ourselves that this thing was associated with life forms, what were they doing here? What was so important about this planet here? And that's what really surprised me.
Flies? Food?
No, you know what? Let me explain this to you. It appears that they have no interest in us, in humans.
Good.
We're very anthropocentric. I mean, you would think that, well, look, we've got all this stuff. They're interested in us. Uh-uh. They're not. They're interested in a couple of marshlands in the Caribbean.
Huh.
And
how about a timeshare in Bermuda?
Yeah. Well, when I have done my best, not just this time, but in other times when I roll across these folks, to try to figure out what it is that they're looking at. And the closest that I can come is there may be some type of a natural, invisible to the naked eye, our naked eye, elemental type of thing, like a sprite or a fairy, those ideas in mythology.
Now, I want to ask a question.
Sure.
How does what you just described, pretty horrible, by the way, construct what we saw in this video?
They're extremely technologically advanced. And I think horrible is anthropocentrism. What they probably feel the same way about it, the way we look. But anyway, very, very, very technologically.
We're not flying around their planet. They're flying around ours.
It isn't really flying around. It's projecting into our planet, and they cannot interact with
projecting
matter.
Projecting around, then. Anyway,
yes.
Moving around.
Right. They get into a chamber or a vessel, and there's a type of a switchboard that with one of their many arms they manipulate. And I don't know how they do this because I don't understand the technology. And they can point this thing around the galaxy and pop in wherever they want. How they do that, I do not know, because I don't understand physics. I don't even understand what they're looking at, because in remote viewing, if you don't have a memory or an experience, you can't perceive something. I have no label. I have no way of objectifying what these things, these beetles, I don't mean John
what
Paul.
What you gonna call them, beetles, all right.
I don't understand what they're looking at.
They're capable of... interstellar travel, exceeding the speed of light, virtually instantaneously, you suggest, popping from one place to another.
Correct. And we've tried to get we've tried to understand in some ways how they do this, and the only thing that we can come up with is an analogy as laypersons, as trained observers, is that they're bypassing space-time, and they're going into another dimension and popping back out.
Well, not so left-field-ish, really, I suppose. Black holes and...
No, it's not a black hole. The technology is present there at this chamber level where they're working. They've got the technology right there, and they tune it, they fine-tune it, and they point this thing somehow to where they want to go, and it's like a window opens, even though they're still on their planet. It's like it's a tunnel opens, and they can see into this other place.
All right. Let me draw an obvious possible implication of why they'd be interested in these marshlands. That would imply, anyway, that marshlands, this kind of environment, is relatively rare and prized. Yes?
Yes. I mean, I could take a swag. The swag is that they're actually looking at miniatures. They're looking at insects that probably don't exist on their planet, which look so much like them. In terms of natural history, they're probably fascinated with them. I mean, think about if we went to their planet and there were little homunculi that looked like us but were as intelligent as a beetle.
Okay, but if these are intelligent beetles, obviously very intelligent, interstellar travel,
mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they immediately recognize the difference between, I don't know, it's like us looking at an ape, you know, maybe we were once an ape, I don't know. But,
maybe it's that. Maybe they're looking at something that they perceive as part of their...
But we're so obviously intelligent compared to bugs.
They probably run across a whole bunch of folks like us out there, and this is probably the most interesting thing on our planet. It's something that maybe...
the bugs are more interesting than are we.
Could be. You never know. I mean, we haven't studied their natural history, their sociology, anything like that. The universe is teeming with life anyway. But these guys, they drop in pretty often.
But not for us. They're after the marshland. Hence all the sightings near swamps and marshes.
We don't know what they're looking at. We don't have the tech base in our heads, the experience to fathom or put labels on what the heck it is they're interacting with in terms of their ideation, if they have that at all. We don't know.